With SRN News, I'm John Scott. GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump says Vice President Kamala Harris's agenda as the Democratic presidential nominee is un-American.
She wants four more years to enforce a radical left agenda that poses a fundamental threat to the prosperity of every American family and America itself.
Mr. Trump spoke before the New York Economic Club earlier today. Hunter Biden's lawyer says his client plans to change his not guilty plea in his federal tax case. President Biden's son facing misdemeanor and felony charges in the case, alleging he failed to pay at least $1.4 million in taxes over 4 years. It was during a period in which he has acknowledged struggling with a drug addiction. He was convicted earlier this year, in June, of charges related to the purchase of a revolver in 2018. That's when prosecutors say that he lied on a mandatory gun purchase form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a Trump-backed plan to avoid a government shutdown.
The proposal would accomplish two goals for Republicans and the former president as they look ahead to the November election. One would be a continuing resolution to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the month. The other would help safeguard the integrity of the upcoming election by attaching a piece of legislation known as the Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act. It would require proof of citizenship for those who want to register to vote. Next week's likely House passage will set the stage for a showdown with the Democrat-controlled Senate. Bob Agner reporting.
The Dow dropping 282 points. The Nasdaq 21 points. This is SRN News. Sylvester Stallone is an abortion survivor.
The 78-year-old tough guy actor reveals in a new interview that his troubled mother tried to abort him on more than one occasion. Stallone was interviewed by his daughters in connection with a new documentary about his life, during which he describes how his mother later told him of her attempts to end her pregnancy. This story doesn't appear in Sly, the documentary, however. Stallone says he wasn't sure how the audience might react. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nebraska Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit that could keep voters from deciding whether to expand abortion in the state. And the court has agreed to expedite a challenge filed by the conservative Thomas More Society. The initiative would enshrine in the state constitution the right to have an abortion until viability or later to protect the health of the pregnant woman. Voters will be considering abortion in at least 9 states this fall. This is SRN News. An underwater tunnel that passes beneath New York City's East River was punctured when a construction contractor accidentally drilled a hole through it. Social media video shows streams of water pouring into the Queens Midtown Tunnel. No one was harmed from that leak. No, you can't copy that book for the Internet.
An appeals court has upheld an earlier finding that the online Internet Archive violated copyright law by scanning and sharing digital books without the publisher's permission. 4 major publishers had sued the archive in 2020, alleging it had illegally offered free copies of more than 100 books. The archive countered that it was protected by fair use law. In 2023, a judge for the U.S. District Court in Manhattan decided in the publisher's favor. On Wednesday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit concurred. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.